Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Washington, let's get to the reality of the injury, which I say reality, we don't even quite know what it is. Let's listen after the game what Jalen Hurts said, and then I want to get John's assessment of what he thinks it might be. Jalen Hurts, after the game, asked a series of questions about the injury. These questions weren't actually back-to-back-to-back, but we cut out the other questions. Like, we've put together all the questions that were injury-related, and here's the here's what they are in the sequence that they happened. Here's after the game.
Jalen, how do you feel physically? How you went the medical temp, and how'd you come out of the game?
It's a tough game, a challenging game. I was able to finish the game and see how the week goes.
Were there separate injuries? Like at the end of the half, it looked like you were slow to get up. You were late coming out of the tunnel. And then, of course, you had the one that sent you to the tent in the second half.
No.
For this week, you said you'll see how the week goes. Is your status uncertain for next week?
Great question. No, just seeing how the week will go, seeing how things progress.
So you think you feel confident you'll play next week, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So some good and bad within his answer, but ultimately says he'll play. But, you know, we'll say, John, what do you – because –
you feel confident you'll play next week?
Yeah.
Yes, that matters. That I think that's the answer that matters.
What do you think it is?
Well, he came back in and played. This happened, a couple minutes left in the third quarter. He played, you know, a quarter and a portion. I think he's okay.
What do you
what
no,
do
I'm
think
saying,
it
no,
is?
What do you think the injury is?
I think that
is it a sprained knee?
I think the injury is he didn't sprain his knee.
What do you think he did?
He was frightened by the way it was pinned back. It was a nasty looking tackle. It's possible that you get out of that without having anything.
Well, he's got something. So all right,
we don't know.
James, what do you think it is? I know you don't know this stuff as much as John. Like he didn't
play.
I wondered if he tore his knee, but I don't think he did because they put him back
in. What is tear his knee?
Well, there's various
ACL tear, obviously.
Yeah, tear
ACL
tear. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tear his knee. He did not.
I tend to think you're right. I don't know, though, because there's a chance he would go back in the game with a torn knee. LaDainian Tomlinson played the one playoff game with a torn knee.
A torn ACL,
yeah.
He's not going back in a game. Well, a torn MCL, he might go back
in
a game.
And this is what I'm asking. Do you think he tore his MCL?
Possibly. But
yeah, I mean, I think it's more than just he got scared.
I thought it was something like that. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I think.
The outside of his knee, if that means anything.
So what does
that mean? The MCL is on the inside of his knee. I think it was a really strange spot. I've been in that position where you're kind of collapsed in a way that it doesn't feel like your knees are supposed to bend that way,
right,
where they go, you know what, where they're not in extension, but flexion,
okay,
where they come together in the back like his did, and it just feels like they're not supposed to, there's just nowhere else your knee can go. There's nowhere further for it to bend, but it's still bending, and there's people on top of it, and it's smashing it down. Yeah, that's scary. That feels awful, but it looked like at the time when he got up and realized, okay, got evaluated in the tent, the fact that they let him come back in the game means a lot.
I agree with you.
So they figured that, hey, whatever it was not significant enough to prevent him from getting back in the game. I think this was more of a scare than anything. And if it is an MCL issue, then I've seen him play with it, and I feel good that he can push through. I know it hurts. I know that must be awful, but I've seen guys get out there with an MCL. He did have a brace on it after he came out of the tent.
Yeah, which is probably part of why it took 5 minutes to get that brace on. By the way,
that gives him just an added security in his head.
One correction, because there was two situations with the Chargers 15 years ago with that. I had it backwards. It was Tomlinson that did not play with a knee injury.
It was Philip Rivers
that played with a serious knee injury. So
he had a torn ACL in the AFC Championship game.
My God, and he played.
That's
all right.
Amazing.
He played. Rhea, do you feel confident he did not tear his ACL, or do you think that's potentially on the table?
Oh, yeah. No, I feel I definitely think he sprained it or did something because they put a, I mean, they braced it. I think it was more.
And he didn't look right.
You can brace it just for the confidence and security of Jalen Hurts, though. It could be, hey, do you feel better with that on there? Yes. Okay. We'll leave it on there. It could be that. They're still evaluating.
No, he didn't look the same at all. Well, but he did run a little bit more. He did have two bootlegs fourth quarter that they didn't initially do when he got in there. And that was good to see. But look, it's scary. And by the way, knowing that Jaden Daniels is Jaden Daniels.
It feels
James,
different.
That guy?
I mean, you watch him versus Goff. One of them looked like a rookie. The other looked like a seasoned vet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's get right now to the Guided Door and Window, winner to the weekend. Just talk about the other games briefly. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through the month of January. So another, what is that, week and a half or so. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Look, other games, I'll start with this. Jaden Daniels looks exceptional. Obviously completely changes the division and puts a threat into the Eagles for next week. I thought all three games, now hear me out for this one a second. I thought all three games were the best outcome, the other games, for the Eagles. I thought Kansas City beating Houston, this is going to sound weird, was the best outcome for the Eagles because I actually think KC is the weakest of the three great teams in the AFC, and I'd rather they advance to the Super Bowl than Baltimore or Buffalo. And Houston wasn't getting to the Super Bowl. Okay, they just weren't getting to the Super Bowl. And I think KC having the AFC Championship game is a good outcome for the Eagles.
Well, they might have gotten to the Super Bowl if they could beat Kansas City.
Well, if they could have beaten the refs, they could have gotten the title game, but I don't think they would have beaten Baltimore or Buffalo. And look, Jaden Daniels looks all world, man. LL Cool J.
Shout out to Jaws, by the way. What was that? Like, 10 weeks into the season, best rookie I've ever seen. That he's certainly lived up to that.
And when he didn't look good against the Eagles back in, I think it was November,
I think
we can
say it was the ribs, yeah.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this guy looks incredible. So, and then the rest were a disaster in the Chiefs game. I mean, they were just a fiasco. That really was a travesty. It started early with the one hit on Mahomes that they extended to drive, and then it snowballed from there. It was a travesty. All right, all-time victory by the Eagles. Survive in advance is what was said by Collinsworth after the game. And he's like, and this was survive. And he wasn't wrong about that. All right, let's get your thoughts on all of it. 215-592-9494. Also, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who was the player of the game? Man, this is tough. Saquon or Jalen Carter, player of the game. Flip a coin. Let's go to the phones.
You know, Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith were both impressive. I was really excited to see the ET twists working, and they're devastating. Jalen Carter, there was one of his sacks was an ET twist, which is where, you know, Nolan Smith. Jalen Carter actually does an awesome job of setting it up where he pushes and he's so decisive with every movement, and it feels like he can knock the guy who's trying to block him into next week to completely disrupt Nolan Smith. Like his guy is disrupted by Jalen Carter and vice versa, so that it's going to work a lot.
I hear
and
you,
they're
man.
Getting into like the timing of all of it, and it really is paying dividends.
And Jalen Carter may have really saved the season. I mean, it was really hanging
Those
by
last
a thread.
Two plays
they were incredible.
Just insane.
Reminded me of Aaron Donald in the Super Bowl. If you remember, Aaron Donald had
a great comp.
He had a third down sack and a fourth down hurry.
Yep.
It was Dominant the exact
force.
Same thing.
Aaron Donald, explosiveness and penetration with more size, more physical domination.
It's incredible. All right, let's go to the phones. A lot of calls here. Tom right now. Tom, good morning.
Yo, Joe.
Tom, hey. What's up, buddy?
Man, I'll tell you what. I'm 58 years in the making. I said yesterday brought a whole new meaning to worried and nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the first time in my life I did not sit down. I watched the whole game standing up. I tried to sit down.
Dude, let me just say something. It's so funny you say that. I stood up for about 75% of the game. I have a fairly big TV. It's not one of those all-time big ones, but, you know, it's like modern-day pretty big TV. I stood, instead of being on my couch, about 5 to 6 feet from the TV for almost the entire game. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, yesterday had everything. I mean, from every play, every series, you know, and it was just who wanted it more in the end. And Hurts was, you know, I think his muscle yesterday bails him out of a serious injury.
I agree with that.
the Eagles were tougher in the end, and they wanted just a little bit more, and the Eagles find a way to win. They just find
a way. And that's why I think they'll likely beat Washington, even though you go in knowing that either team could win. But I agree with you. The Eagles have – it's kind of an 0-1 Sixers thing, finding a way to win through tremendous adversity. Tom, thanks for the call. James, what are you saying? You agree with what?
I agree with that. I think that the fact that Hurts' legs are so strong and he puts so much work into them, I think might have saved him there. You know, the fact that he has such, like, this tush push, the squats, the whole thing, like, in that spot, having so much strength in your leg can help you.
Okay. I hadn't thought about that.
You could ask the doctor about that. The hip mobility that he has is huge to avoid a serious kind of injury there. They A couple of doctors I saw said that.
Okay, interesting. Patrick in Tabernacle. Patrick, good morning.
Morning, everybody. Hey, man. What a morning. What a game. Unbelievable. I'm listening. I don't sit down. I'm a stander-upper in front of the tee. I can't sit down. And let's just hope for the MCL issue with Hurts. I don't know what's going on there, but I banged up my MCL, and I had to go back to work pretty quick, and I lived with it, you know, but stay away from the ACL. Speaking of ACL, we got a Skins. One of their top dogs is down with a ACL
guard.
Tear.
That's that could be pretty big. Yep. With Jalen Carter inside, that could be pretty big. They're going to be without their guard. Yep.
Also playing their fourth straight road game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot to go against. Next week is next week. But listen, this defense, man. How about Oren Burks and Slay? There's a lot of. I mean, obviously Carter. But, man, we got some ballers.
I thought Slay played a really good game. I mean, obviously he gets beat on the 35-ish yarder on the final drive. But it was a great throw and a great catch. Fairly good coverage.
Slay was incredible.
I thought he was terrific in the game.
Making play after play after play in a way that I haven't seen in a long time.
I agree.
But, late in the game, it did seem like things – it's tough holding up for four quarters against an onslaught like that. And offensively, you know, it's Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
He's going to go to the Hall of Fame someday, and he's throwing, you know.
Losing that game will keep him from the Hall of Fame.
Soft.
No, I actually thought about that as he was coming down. I thought if he gets this all the way in, maybe John's right and he gets to the Hall. But I actually thought Hall of Fame, you know, somewhat hung in the balance. I'll just say that.
I don't think it does. Okay. I think he's that good.
And Patrick, it's good to know the Quinion they're saying is probably going to be okay for next week.
Oh, yeah.
Which was huge because, 34 is getting picked on, Rodgers.
Yeah, you saw that
right
away.
Scary.
Every time.
If he has to be out there, we definitely have an Achilles heel, that's for sure.
All right, Patrick, great call. Let's listen to Sirianni talking about Jalen Carter. I mean, he really may have saved the season. Here's Sirianni after the game on his big guy.
He's a special player. Jalen Carter is a special player, and he's just done so many of the right things to continue to make himself a special player. Can't say enough about Vic and the job that he does of putting him in position to succeed. Clint Hurt, man, Clint Hurt is a special coach that has helped Jalen, and then all the credit goes to Jalen, who's continued to get better. Jalen's consistently done the right things in and out of the building, from his conditioning to his weight to his style of play, and Jalen Carter. Man, he's special.
I mean, look, there's no question about it. I mean, Dick Vermeil told us about 2 months ago it was the first time anybody had invoked the name Reggie White, right? For 4 months, 5 months, everyone has invoked the names Fletcher Cox and Jerome Brown, rightfully so. About 2 months ago, kind of out of nowhere, we were in a random Friday interview with Dick Vermeil, just, we'll see where it goes, Wasn't expecting the name Reggie White to be invoked. He went there. And I'll tell you, man, Jalen Carter's got a shot to be an all-time all-timer. And we've seen some teams win Super Bowls with the best player being an interior lineman. I think when the Bucs won, I think Warren
the
Sapp
Rams,
was their best player.
You just mentioned it, yeah.
Aaron Donald. And I think Fletcher Cox was the Eagles' best player when they won. It's debatable. There were couples that were really good. Lane and Kelsey. But I thought Fletcher Cox in 17 was their best player.
This
really
is a different level.
It is a different level.
When you compare Fletcher. I mean, and I don't want to take away from Fletcher
and
what he did.
I think he's better. I think this guy's better.
He is so dominant.
Yeah.
Just physically going to control and throw you wherever he wants to throw you.
Yeah, it's really remarkable. Let's get to Salvador. Salvador, what's going on, dude? That's how you do.
What are you talking about? Are you serious? Yo, I want to address that freaking guy first on the other side. Bless you! Are you kidding me?
So honestly, Salvador, I can't understand anything you're saying. What are you trying to convey?
Too much.
Is this good or bad? What is going on here?
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. It's all right.
Okay. I wanted to address that guy on the defense, Verse. Bleep you.
Oh, yeah, Verse, yeah.
Thank you for giving us extra motivation to kick your butt.
Yeah. He did play well, though.
He was all credit to, I mean, I hate him, but he showed up.
That guy balled out. No, I hear you, man. You're both right. You're both right.
We played better, and he read Saquon's jersey when he was running that dude. I was going crazy, man. And I am definitely a stander-upper. Yeah, I was standing up last night.
Yeah, you just can't. You can't be on a couch comfortably. No, look, most people probably stayed on their couch, but you certainly can't recline in that game. I mean, Salvador, that was as nerve-wracking an Eagles game since. I mean,
maybe, up there, maybe, ever.
Maybe the Atlanta game.
Well, maybe the Super Bowl when the Eagles lost, but in many ways that was comfortable for a good portion of it. The Atlanta game in 2017 was nerve-wracking. I think Chicago 2018 playoff game was nerve-wracking. Yeah. Arizona 08, of course, that was, some of these are losses, some of these are wins. I mean, there was, other than about 4 or 5 minutes, Salvador, you just couldn't feel comfortable at all.
Yeah, what's going on with Quinyon Mitchell, though?
Well, I mean, so it's a shoulder.
He says, well,
and, actually, he's going to play. He's
we're going to be talking
player.
To a doctor coming up.
Yeah,
here.
But after the game, I mean, let me find one report here, because I got it in my phone, but... There was. Let me get a phone call, and then I'm going to get this report. Let's get to Rick in Easton. Rick, good morning.
Yeah, you know what, guys? A couple things. If a quarterback is that bad, your team just doesn't go to 2 out of 3 NFC Championship games. Jalen dropped that ball right in A.J.'s lap.
That was a horrible drop.
Oh,
horrible drop by A.J.
I agree with Seltzer. You don't throw the ball in an ice storm, in your end zone, especially when your quarterback just got tweaked. God, from where we sit, you're right, we don't sit either the whole game. From our perspective, we're in the club seat area. We see the game north and south on an angle. Goddard and Dotson were so open, wide open on so many pass patterns.
Mm.
Your offensive coordinator needs to convey that in the locker room at halftime. I hope Kellen Moore doesn't have any interviews.
See, I don't think that, Rick, I don't think that's fair. If you pin, if the coordinator helps scheme two different players open and the quarterback doesn't throw them to him, he's done his job.
I mean, I'm not his biggest fan.
Yeah, he can't hold his hand on the field during the play. He can't.
Well, maybe this quarterback needs that a little bit.
Well, Rick, but no, you can't literally be in his ear or hold his hand during the play.
Say you can't. You make adjustments every day on your talk show, and you're very successful.
But Rick, here's what I'm confused by. You started by major praise of Jalen. Major praise.
Yes.
And then, like, your third comment was, two receivers were open all day, and it's the coordinator's fault. Like, you can't
have... You go play that game in those conditions.
No, that's different. No, I hear that. That was hard yesterday. I get that.
Talk to the guy. Sit him down and say, Jalen, you got to.
Yeah, but I think they do.
But open in these patterns.
But, Rick, don't you think they do?
I don't know. Do they?
Well, I mean, let me put it this way. From Monday through Saturday, the next 6 days here, right? You don't think they're going to point out to him the times players were open?
I'm hoping they do.
Yeah, of course they're going to. They're NFL coaches.
People beat up Hurts this week. Guess what? He had the same stat line that Josh Allen had.
I know he did. No, that's a notable fact. That's right. Josh Allen certainly did not have a big stat game at all. That is for damn sure.
And he said after the game, you know what? Running the ball is what was better today. It's what worked best in the conditions. So, yeah, that's the truth.
Here's the Quinyon. I mean, there was various reports. Let me give you one. This is from Jordan Schultz after the game. Covers the team. Here's what he wrote on Twitter. He said, sources. Eagles star rookie cornerback Quinyon Mitchell is not believed to have sustained a serious shoulder injury in tonight's win over the Rams. Despite leaving the game, the team remains, and this is in quotes, the team remains, quote, hopeful and optimistic that Mitchell will be ready for the NFC Championship game versus Washington. That's big, particularly against that quarterback. That's big,
man. It is odd, though, that he didn't return and they're optimistic and hopeful.
Yeah.
Kind of, because that was early.
Bit. Yeah, it was early.
But he supposedly, according to Olivia Rainier in the locker room, was in good spirits, seemed very confident in the play. So,
yeah, I mean, look, I think the Eagles, while they have a lot of terrific players on defense, I think they have three that are their three best. Jalen Carter, Zach Bond, and Quinyon Mitchell. I'd probably put Darius Slay fourth, probably. But I think those other three are head and shoulders above the rest. Or maybe maybe Cooper Dejean for
I don't know that Quinyon is Quinyon, ready to be in that group yet.
I never see. I rarely see Quinyon Mitchell get beat.
Well, you're right. He hasn't been tested a whole lot. And it is amazing what he's been doing.
I think he's phenomenal.
I don't know that I can put him up there with Slay yet.
Yeah, I think he is. He stays in games longer. Slay comes out on a lot.
Well, you know, Slay's also in his 30s.
It is what it is.
I know.
But Slay was the better player yesterday, obviously.
Slay's knowledge of the game really helps him as well.
All right.